This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. The farm equipment market has been anything but predictable over the past few years, from empty dealership lots and long wait times to a surge in inventory and softer demand. It's been a full cycle in a short amount of time. So now as we move into 2026, there are signs that things may finally be leveling out. We'll talk to the folks at Ag Direct coming up next.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
Taking a step back, the past few years have been a dramatic swing for the equipment availability and pricing. Corey Nordhausen with Ag Direct says it doesn't take long to see just how quickly things changed.
You really have to take a step back in time, and you really don't have to step back far in time, right? Let's go to late 2019, 2020. What was happening? Equipment was flying off the shelves. Dealership lots became bare. You were going to be waiting on a new piece of equipment 6 months, sometimes 12 months, even out to 18 months before you were going to get that.
That rapid rise in demand and tight supply did not last long, and the market quickly shifted in the opposite direction.
And just as soon as that shot up in, you know, 2-3 years, it came crashing right back down, right? All of those fleet rolls, used inventory started coming back through the dealerships, dealer inventory. You know, obviously sales slowed down, dealer inventory began to rise and just got away from a lot of folks and forced a lot of that used equipment to go out onto the auction market.
After that sharp correction, the question becomes where things stand today and whether the market has finally found some footing.
And so here we are in February of 26th, the Commodity Classic, and the word I've been using this week is stability. You know, we've came off the highest peak and the highest rundown possibly in the history of farm equipment sales. And so finally here we are to a day where it feels like used equipment values have stabilized. New equipment prices are up again this year. You don't necessarily always see manufacturers lower their prices, right? We see a lot of 2-5% increase on the new side. And with the used farm equipment and all that being liquidated at auctions the last couple of years, there's just less good 1-3-year-old equipment out there on the market, right? And so back to the old supply and demand curve, if there's less of it, then the price is probably going to start to rebound. I'm not saying the price of new used equipment's rebounding yet, but I think it's probably found a fairly positive floor. And in fact, if you look at the last, you know, 2-3 months of some auctions out there and see what, you know, good late model clean equipment's bringing, we're starting to see a little flicker up in what they're able to get out of that equipment.
Nordhausen says that while prices are not necessarily rebounding across the board just yet, the bigger takeaway is that the market may have finally found a floor after several years of sharp swings. A lot of that comes from used inventory working its way through the system, while at the same time there's now a tighter supply of late model equipment on the market. He says when you combine that with continued increases on the new equipment side, it starts to create a more balanced environment where supply and demand are coming back into alignment. And after the volatility producers have seen in recent years, that shift towards stability could play a key role as farmers begin making equipment decisions moving forward. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.